All right, it is Thursday morning, 11 minutes now past 8 o'clock. There's a new Medicare rule set to take effect in January that has a lot of doctors and hospital administrators very concerned. You might remember the Lenox Hill documentary series on Netflix about the Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. Joining us right now, two doctors from Lenox Hill, Dr. David Langer, the chair of neurosurgery at Lenox Hill Hospital, and Dr. John Buchbar, vice chair of neurosurgery and director of the Brain Tumor Center, both from Lenox Hill Hospital. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're both with the Surgical Care Coalition, which is spending a lot of time this week talking out about this new funding mechanism. Tell us a little bit about this rule, how it's going to hurt patients and reduce access to surgical care.
Well, every year in the last few years, there's been attempt, basically by law, an attempt to lower Medicare reimbursement. It's been reversed. This is sort of built into the current legal structure of the way that budgets are made. And once again, we're coming up for a 7 to 10% reduction in Medicare fees and reimbursement for procedures to surgeons in particular. And it's the problem that creates for surgeons is they have to run their offices, they have to pay their staff, they have to pay their malpractice premiums, which, as we know, continue to go up. On the legal side, they have to pay all their overhead. And when you're cutting 10% from someone's budget, they've got to cut 10% somewhere else to keep their office going. And the ethic is to take care of patients at all costs, but ultimately it's a business in dollars and cents. And if we can't afford to keep our secretaries, our nurses, our physician assistants, keep them going, it directly will impact the care that a patient experiences. Plus, on a larger scale, very often these clinical dollars on large healthcare systems are used for research. That the amount of money we get from granting agencies from the government is also diminished. And so in large part, much of the monies that are used for very critical research, particularly as it relates to something like COVID right now, can also be cut. And this is just the wrong time for this. This is the healthcare emergency of the century. We're seeing multiple Medicare patients with COVID-related illness, that the COVID patient is the most at risk is also the Medicare patient. Even when most people do survive the illness but are left with pulmonary, respiratory, brain, renal issues that require medical attention, and you're just cutting the wrong care to the wrong people at the wrong time in the wrong century. And it's not a political issue. This is actually a human issue. No matter what side of the political aisle you're on, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about how COVID has affected surgeons and surgical care teams, because we don't really think about COVID as necessarily being something that requires surgery, but it's having an impact on hospitals nationwide, worldwide. So how is it affecting surgeons and your surgical teams?
Well, the impact of COVID-19 on almost all surgical practices has been, devastating. We've had month-long bans on non-emergency but medically necessary surgery. So this has led to a backlog of cases and delaying of care for interventions that ultimately can cause disability or even death. And so the data is 1 in 3 private surgical practices are at risk of closing permanently due to the financial impact of COVID-19 after a recent study. So, like David said, adding additional Medicare cuts to these labile practices and surgical specialties that are directly doing what they want to do, which is provide care for Medicare patients, will force more surgeons to close their practices. And that's going to reduce Medicare patients' timely access to care, period. It's the wrong time in the wrong century.
I want to back up and cover something that you mentioned. You mentioned medical research a moment ago. How will this new Medicare rule negatively impact medical research funding?
Like I said before, the medical research has pulled the cost of that and the money used for it is pulled from multiple different sources. We all think grant writing agencies and getting money from grants from government, but a significant portion of the research dollar comes from just clinical fees, whether collected by the doctors, but just because that's often the clinical, especially in large academic organizations, the clinical fees are used to fund research, at least partially. And, you know, any decrement in the reimbursement for a surgical procedure results in dollars coming from somewhere else. And it's just, you're just, you know, closing, shutting down the pipe a little bit more, and it puts that additional stress, and it's just a snowball effect on our ability to do the things to improve the lives of our patients.
We're talking with Dr. Langer and Dr. Bukvar from Lenox Hill Hospital in New York, neurosurgeons there, about this new Medicare rule that takes effect in January, cutting essentially 10% of funding for surgeons and their staff. Now, did I hear you right that this is kind of a political game that happens every year? They cut 10%, then they put it back in later. What can be done to change that, and what can be done now to make sure that this cut doesn't take effect in January, as you're afraid that it may?
Well, the new rules, which will go into effect, as you said, at the beginning of the year, will bring basically the unit cost calculations that are used for medical care down to its lowest point in 25 years. And what we have to do is essentially intervene and press your congressional representative to reverse these measures. And you can do that by simply going to surgicalcare.org, which is a website that can talk about the Surgical Care Coalition, and give you the ability to take action. In fact, there's an easy link that says take action, which will help you either email or contact your member of Congress. And essentially, that's the starting step to take action to stop these Medicare payment cuts.
All right. We'll have people do that. We appreciate your insight this morning. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us today.